This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte signed into law five bills restricting abortion access in Montana on Wednesday, triggering a legal request from Planned Parenthood of Montana later the same day to block one of the bills. The bill signing happened the morning after the 68th Montana legislature adjourned. The bills include Senate Bill 154, which attempts to override the Montana Supreme Court's longstanding recognition of abortion rights in Montana. A Montana Supreme Court decision known as the Armstrong decision holds that the state constitution's right to privacy protects access to abortions in Montana up to the point of viability of a fetus. A legal review note attached to Senate Bill 154 by legislative staff says that the bill may be unconstitutional. The Republican supermajority in the legislature passed it anyway. The governor also signed into law a bill that grants healthcare professionals the right to object to providing care with which they morally disagree. House Bill 303 gives doctors, nurses, and other providers the ability to refuse to perform abortions or to prescribe marijuana or opioids. Opponents to that bill, including the Montana Hospital Association, had argued that the law would present problems in rural areas for people who need that type of care but don't have other options for providers. House Bill 575 prohibits abortion after 24 weeks gestation. Planned Parenthood of Montana filed documents with Lewis and Clark County District Court late Wednesday seeking to block House Bill 575, saying it would result in irreparable harm. It's in addition to an earlier lawsuit filed by the organization against a bill the legislature passed that would ban the most commonly used abortion procedure in the second trimester. Gianforte signed House Bill 786, which requires reporting of adverse effects following medication abortions, and House Bill 625, which requires that an infant born alive following an attempted abortion in an abortion clinic, medical facility, or other facility is entitled to the same protections under the law that would arise for any newborn infant. The so-called Born Alive Act was defeated by voters last year when they downed the measure 53-47%. Democratic State Representative Alice Buckley of Bozeman said she was surprised to see Republicans bring nearly a dozen anti-abortion bills following the defeat of that ballot referendum. Buckley said, "This is after an election season where Montanans said that they don't want the legislature infringing on their right to privacy and their ability to make decisions for themselves with LR 131, the Born Alive ballot measure." The anti-abortion bills largely passed the legislature on party lines. Republicans hold historic two-thirds majorities in both chambers. Buckley said, "Now we have the backstop of our courts. Republicans came in with a supermajority and spent a lot of time stripping away the rights that Montanans have that are enshrined in the Constitution." Several other anti-choice bills passed by the legislature are expected to be signed by Gianforte. Give Big Gallatin Valley is an annual fundraising event for nonprofits, including KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. It's a 24-hour event from Thursday evening at 6 p.m. to Friday at 6 p.m. For KGVM, Give Big Gallatin Valley is one of the most important fundraisers of the year. Can you contribute to Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman? It's easy. You can log on to givebiggv.org and search for KGVM, then follow the links to contribute. KGVM is an all-volunteer nonprofit community radio station. Unlike many of our fellow nonprofits, KGVM does not receive any federal or state funds or grant dollars. We don't have any mega donors. We just have you. Please support KGVM during Give Big Gallatin Valley from 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 p.m. Friday. You can log on to givebiggv.org and search for KGVM. We're most grateful for your support. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.